Hello and welcome aboard Mileage Airways. This is your captain, Katelem, speaking. The time is currently 9 minutes past 6 p.m. on the 17th of January. This is a Wednesday, and this episode is dropping right after I record it for the first time ever. Thank you for boarding this flight. Today we'll be flying through mile 40. A very interesting episode because I'm going to be flying through my year 2023 and flying into the year 2024. So strap up and get ready as we embark on this journey. Cabin crew, prepare for takeoff. Let's go. Hello, passenger again. Welcome aboard again. Today, I'll be flying without a co-pilot, but I'm flying with you, so I'm not solo. But before we start, I want to ask you, how are you and how are you doing? I hope you're smashing it. But in case you're not, join me. As a pilot, I'm winging it, so join me and let's wing it together. So today, we're going to be talking about 2023 and also we're going to be introducing 2024. But before I start, I want to say something. So one of my friends, her name is Adeze, she was talking to me and she told me that all my dumps sound very sad. So September dump, November dump, October dump. Sorry, October comes before November. And yeah, this is December dump now. So this is about to be the most optimistic dump you're going to hear. So how did my 2023 go? 2023 was a great year, thank God. And when I say great, I don't mean it in an also positive way, like everything went so great. No, unfortunately for me, I see setbacks as a platform for a higher thing. You know, the story of the Chinese farmer, which I spoke about in mile 7, not really sure, but one of the earlier miles. You know, so it's been a great year. Well, we're in 2024 now, so 2023 was a great year. And I'm grateful, you know, my business, I was able to keep it afloat. Keyword afloat, because yes, why did I just say yesterday? Last year was a crazy year. You know, inflation, everything went up. The prices of almost everything pretty much tripled. So it was a very strange year business-wise, but we were able to make it to the end. I mean, to be honest, that might be me downplaying what we actually did with the year. But based on the goals we set at the beginning of 2023, we did not even get close. But still, it was an awesome year because it could have been way, 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 way worse. Now, another thing that happened in my 2023 was that my art went viral. This is funny because, excuse me, at the beginning of the year, I set a goal that I'm going to be the biggest artist in Abuja. And I remember sometime in April, if you go check my captions on my art page, sometime in April, I was like, this is a goal I set for myself, but I might have aimed too small. And it's so funny because, I mean, there's no way you can measure who's the greatest artist in Abuja or anything. But in my mind, I'm already one of the greatest in Africa, at least. And I'm saying that with humility because I know what I'm actually thinking in my head. But I don't want to come here and sound very, very arrogant. But that's all glory to God, honestly, because, I mean, my art, what my art was able to do was way beyond what I even thought it was going to do. And I'm just grateful because at the beginning of last year, I also made a prayer to God, which I've always prayed. This is actually most likely the only prayer I pray. And it's something I tell my mom a lot. I told her that I want God to bless me in a way that it's not going to mathematically make sense for me to explain it. So you know how when people get to the top or when people get successful and they ask, oh, how did you do it? And they're like, oh, I did this, I did this, I did this. And then you can see how it makes sense how they got to where they got to. But for me, I want it to be a case where people see the success in my life, and when they ask me, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it doesn't feel like I deserve it, because the only way for me to be able to explain it is that it's the grace of God. And so my ad going viral is literally one of them, because I don't even know what I did. Obviously, I was posting consistently. I was unique with the way I was putting out my content, but still, it's possible that I could have done all that and nothing would have happened. So I'm grateful to God for that. Another thing that happened in my 2023 was starting this podcast. This is actually one of my biggest wins in 2023, because I also said this at the beginning of the year in 2023 to start a podcast, but I didn't know how I was going to do it. Obviously, I had no clue. But, you know, I want to give flowers to Aaliyah, because Aaliyah had a podcast when maybe 2 or 3 years ago. I actually featured on the podcast. I was her first guest on the podcast. And that sparked something in me. You know, I saw what she was doing. She wanted to, her goal was to basically talk to creatives in Abuja, in this space, you know, and she did a good job with it. And I was just like, this is actually a good idea. And I told her then that I would also like to start my own pod, you know, and just document my process to success, because I know that success is something that is a given. I know I'm going to get there. In my head, I'm already there even, and I say this all the time. But I wanted something that was able to document it, because I was not good with journaling. We'll talk about journaling later. So Aaliyah was one of the inspirations for me starting this pod. So she doesn't even know this. I don't think she knows this. I think I may have told her once, but I'm not sure. But yeah, so props to you, Aaliyah. So mileage started, and so I started in April and then did only 2 episodes. And I mean, there's the whole story of that in one of the earlier miles. And then took a long pause and started again in August. And it's been honestly one of the best decisions I've ever made, because I'm naturally a very closed person. I'm not as vulnerable as I would like to be, especially with my friends and with people close to me. So mileage is a place where I come to just dump, literally. Obviously, I don't share everything here, but I made a pact with myself that I was never going to be inauthentic on mileage. So everything I've said, I've never told one lie on mileage. So everything I've said is 100% true. And it's just a way for me to, and it has also helped me to be very authentic in my real life, because I'm like, if I can do this here, why can't I just extend this to my real life? And this is a concept I've spoken about in, I think maybe like 7 miles ago or so. It's crazy how I'm actually calling these things miles. But yes, at some point in August, September, I decided to be very, very extremely consistent with it and see if I could release at least 2 episodes a week. And that has gone very well. This is currently mile 40. So we thank God for that. How I've been able to do that, I have no idea. I just decided, look, I want to be consistent with this. And with God's help, literally, like I said, I can't mathematically explain it. It's the grace of God again. So, yeah, so that's another thing that happened in my 2023. So I want to go to my December, because a lot of the other things that happened in my 2023, they're in my previous dumps. So I just want to go straight to December. So I entered into December with a knee injury. So my state of mind was already a bit poor. And I realized that God used this knee injury. So first of all, with the knee injury, I was advised to not leave my house, so to rest at home for at least a month. So that had happened at the end of November, and I had just entered into December. So my state of mind was a bit off, but like I said earlier, I'm somebody who feels like every setback is an opportunity to see to see something that you can thrive in, right? How do you say that thing? Every obstacle is a stepping stone or something like that. So I took the time out to actually work on myself a lot. You know, when you stay at home, you realize how many demons you actually have, and it's scary. But I took the time to work on myself, to do a lot of self re-evaluation, and it was great. And one of the lights at the end of the tunnel, in fact, this light even came at the beginning of the tunnel, was mileage conversion card. So I had worked on these cards, the design of the cards, like 5 months ago with one of my friends, but I just left it as a design. Actually, with a couple of my friends, I just left it as a design. I was just like, So at that time, I was a bit bored at home. Obviously, I'm at home all the time, so I was a bit bored. And then I picked up these designs and I was like, what can I do with this? And then I went to TikTok and I started posting these designs. So I'm going to have a separate episode of how these mileage cards actually happened and how, you know, I went through the whole thought process and started posting it and how it went viral. But I'm talking to you now. So I started posting about it on the 1st of December. I started posting it on TikTok on the 1st of December. And I had used my podcast TikTok page with which had about 30 followers at the time. I know it wasn't up to 40 followers, that one I'm sure. And then I started posting on the 1st of December. As I'm speaking to you right now, it's over 60,000 followers on that TikTok page. How I got there, yes, I can kind of explain, but it also doesn't make sense. So I'm going to give this glory again to God, because honestly, I don't know how. But I'm going to talk about the whole process in another episode. Now, something else that happened in December was Odumodu's art, right? Now, the funny thing about that art is that that was not even the art I had in mind. And this happens a lot to me. I have an art in mind, and when I get to the drawing board, I have a completely different idea, and I have to follow that idea because I trust my intuition. That's another way of saying I trust God's plan in my life. So I just trust what is dropped in my head and I follow through. So I went to the drawing board and I just had an idea. Draw the Odumodu. I knew it was going to be in Abuja that weekend. But then again, this is going to be a trailer because I'm also going to talk about it in full in another episode. So long cut short, I met him on stage and I gave him the art on stage. Crazy. One of the craziest experiences I've had in my life. How everything happened, I'm going to give it in another episode, but I promise you, this was a crazy, crazy experience. Now, I start planning my 2024. I like to go into the new year with a momentum. I don't set goals when the year starts. I set the goals in December. This is the second year I'm doing it anyway. I set the goals in December so I can start and flow into the new year. So I started planning my 2024, and that is the next thing we are going into. Now, 2024, Happy New Year. I know this is coming quite late because this is 17 days into the year, but it's better late than never. Now, in 2024, so in 2023, when I turned, okay, so before I turned 28, because I'm 28 now, before I turned 28, I had set a target for myself to be a millionaire in dollars at 28. I probably set this target at 26 or 27. Now, one thing I need to tell you about me and setting goals is that I like to set unachievable, in quotes, unachievable goals. I like to set goals that don't make sense so that I can overwork myself, not necessarily overwork, but I can push myself to the limit. They said if you shoot for the stars and you miss, you fall on the moon. So I like to shoot so far that even if I don't get there, which I'm most likely not to get there, I'll go a much further place than I would have naturally gotten to if I didn't set that goal so far, if you get what I mean. So I like to set very unrealistic goals. In fact, that's even what gives me pleasure with setting goals. If I set a goal that I know I can achieve, it doesn't even feel like a goal, it just feels like a task. So my goals, that's why you hear me say things like most unique artist in Africa or something like this, millionaire in dollars. Now, I don't even know how I was going to get there. And disclaimer, I'm not there yet. Before you think I'm there and I say, oh, I don't know how I got there. I'm not there. But that was a goal I set for myself at 28. So I'm still 28 too. Never know. I'm turning 29 in June. So there's still time. But yeah, so that's a goal I pushed again to this year. Like I said, it's unrealistic and I know, but I just like to have that at the back of my head. But I wanted this year to be a bit different. I didn't just want to set goals per se, because I felt like, yes, I know I can achieve these unrealistic goals that I set, by faith, but I need to mold the blocks to use to build the luxurious house. Can't just build a house without blocks. So I needed to mold the blocks. So I decided that this year was going to be a year for self-development. Now, what do I mean by self-development? I believe in Atomic Habits. There's this book, obviously, there's a book called Atomic Habits by, I think the author's name is James Clear. Now, it shows that if you do the little things very well and consistently, you eventually do the big thing without even realizing. Right. So it's the same way people say a drop of water forms an ocean. Right. So those little steps, what are those little things I can do? And me talking about this, I'm also extending it to you listening as well. What are those little things in your life that you can just, put in place that's going to eventually lead to the big vision? Now, it's good to have that big vision, but when you break it down to the littlest step, just something as little as even making your bed in the morning, it can have such a ripple effect. You have no idea. And this is something I actually have experience with. I started listening to Jordan Peterson a while ago. I've spoken about him a lot on this pod. And one of the things I learned from him was to make your bed. Now, he says that in a metaphoric way, making your bed meaning to take care of, to basically remove the log in your eyes before you remove the speck in someone else's eyes. So before you criticize the world, you have to make sure that you've cleansed yourself, right? But then I also took it literally. I decided to start making my bed every morning. I promise you that making your bed in the mornings, you don't even know the effects, because sometimes you come back home and you're already so drained out from the world, right? And you just come and you see that your bed is made. And the effect that has is crazy, I promise you. So where was I? Yes, self-development. How can you put those little blocks in place one by one, one by one, so that that big goal that you didn't even know you could achieve, just because you've done those little steps. The Great Wall of China was built block by block. Do you get? So that's something I decided to do this year. That's basically my major target this year, to be so self-developed at the end of the year that I'm almost not human, right? Now, so I came up with something I call every days. So these are things that I decided to do every single day. Now, I took a lot of my goals and I was like, if I break these things down to the most minute things, what are they going to be? Right. So I'm going to share a couple of the every days here. I won't share all because some might be private, but I'm going to share a couple of them. Now, number one of the things I've decided to do every day is journal. Right. So I've never been a consistent journaler. So last year I journaled. It showed on my journal app that I journaled 100 days in the year. 100 days, it might seem like it's good, but there are 365 days in a year. So I was journaling maybe once a week or twice a week maximum. And that's not where I want to be, because I realized that a lot of the most influential people who ever lived, they journaled, literally a lot of them. All the Renaissance men that I always talk about on mileage, the Da Vincis, the Michelangelos, the Einsteins, the Galileos, the who else? All those people, the Teslas that I always talk about, Nikola Tesla, not the self-driving car. They all journaled. And the reason we know about them now is because they had journals. Paul in the Bible used to journal. How was he journaling? He was writing letters to the churches. So putting my life in writing is something I really wanted to do, because, like I said, if you go to the bio of this podcast, you even see it. that I know I'm going to be successful. And it's something that I want you to embody as well, because me saying these things is not because I want to say it or because I can say it. It's something that I truly believe with faith. And it's something that I would like for you to embody as well, just so that you know that anything is actually possible. You know, so I decided to start journaling. So far, today is day 17 of my journal, of my journaling, which is so crazy because we are 17 days into the year and I've journaled 17 days in a row. So that's awesome. And I thank God for that. Second thing I decided to do every day was read my Bible. Now, the way I read my Bible is a bit different. I don't read the Bible to, should I say, get inspired. You know, those, just read your Bible, or maybe to tick the box that, oh, I've read my Bible as a Christian. No. So when I started reading the Bible a long time ago, before I was consistent, I just felt like reading the Bible was so boring. Honestly, I don't know if I'm alone in this. I don't know if you also felt that way or if you feel that way. I just felt like, bruh, this Bible is so boring. I'd be telling us to keep reading this. But I found a hack, right? I found a hack. And the way I read the Bible now is, there are lots of characters in the Bible that intrigue me. Jesus, number one. Paul, number two. King David, number three. King Solomon, number four. Ezekiel, Daniel. So what I do is I just pick these characters and go and read about them. So maybe like 2 years ago, I read about Jesus. That's why I'm very obsessed with the guy. And then I read about Paul and I read all the letters he wrote to the churches. And I realized that Paul is probably one of the best persons that ever existed. He had the skill of people, right? So I'm currently reading about King David. I've read the Bible every day this year as well. Bear in mind that these things, I said them at the end of last year, so I'd already started from last year. But yeah, I've read the Bible every day this year. I'm currently in 2 Samuel. I started with 1 Samuel because obviously that introduced the story of David. So I'm reading that. I've been reading about King David and how he was a man after God's heart. And I'm reading because I want to also read into Solomon, because Solomon is obviously the wisest guy that ever lived. Let me give you a Bible reading hack as well. So one of the things I did was I realized that Solomon was the wisest person in the Bible. So if I'm going to start, I can start there, right? And he wrote Proverbs. You know, we all know that Solomon wrote Proverbs. Proverbs has 31 chapters. So for a Bible reading hack, you can read a chapter of Proverbs every day for the month. So 31 chapters, 31 days in the month. And I realized that there's some wisdom I have that I don't even know where I got it from. And I realized, oh shit, I used to read Proverbs. There was a time I read Proverbs for like 5 months in a row. But anyway, so reading the Bible is another one. Now, there's a book called The Daily Stoic. I speak about Stoicism a lot. Now, Stoicism is the art of remaining calm under chaos, right? And I picked up a book called The Daily Stoic. So it's a book that has pages for every day. It has writings for every day. So from January 1st to the 31st of December. So I decided I was going to read that book every single day till the end of the year. The book is about Stoicism. Like I said, you know, the great Marcus Aurelius that I always speak about, Seneca. I even think Jesus was a low-key Stoic anyway, you know. So, and the author of the book is Ryan Holiday. The book is just a very great book and is a short read per day. So I decided to read that every single day as well. Now, French, this is the only one that I have chosen. This is only the only one of my everydays that I haven't actually done every day. But I've been setting the target for the last 3 years to be fluent in French. And I've never been, I'm okay, but I've just never gotten to the fluency point. So this is the year I've decided that I'm going to be doing French every day. So out of the 17 days, I've probably done French. I haven't even done it half of all the days, which is such a bad thing, right? But it is still part of the goals. It is still something I want to do every day till the end of the year. This is the year I've decided that I'm going to be fluent in French. If I'm not going to be fluent in French this year, I'm dropping it. And I cannot drop something until I'm done. So yes, French is one of them. Now, the last one I'm going to be talking about, but the most important one so far for me at this point in my life is going to the gym. Now, I started going to the gym last year, but I was very inconsistent. But as of December last year, I started going very consistently. Now, the gym is something I decided to do every day. Why do I go to the gym every day? I realized that going to the gym actually helps my mind, because there are a lot of crazy thoughts that I have that I didn't even know I had, especially now, this period that I stayed at home. There are a lot of crazy thoughts that I had, and I just felt like, what the fuck am I going to do with these thoughts? And then I realized, let me go to the gym. And then started going to the gym. It was a great experience. And I realized that lifting weights actually lifts weights from your thoughts. And it's crazy. So I kept going. This year started. I've been going. So I've basically gone to the gym every single day that the gym has been open since last month. Right, since last month, maybe mid last month, and I can already physically see it on my body. But it's so strange, because when I go to the gym, I'm not necessarily like bulking up is not the most important thing in my life. I don't really care about it, do you get? But I just want to be there, because I know that if there's a day I don't go to the gym, it's going to affect my other everydays. Any of these everydays that I miss has a ripple effect on the rest. Right, so I have to keep all of them hand in hand. I have to move arm in arm with all of them. So these are my everydays. Now, the final thing I want to talk about with my 2024 is assisting my people to achieve their goals. I believe that that's the most important thing in life. Like, we're not here for ourselves, we're here for the people around us. And I've taken it upon myself to assist the people around me to achieve their goals, as well as achieving mine, and then just packing all the glory and handing it to God, right? But at the same time, I want to protect my energy. I realize that I have a lot of great energy. People draw energy from me, which is a gift from God, and I can't even take the credit for that. But I have to protect it, because if I don't, I jeopardize my own self, English language. So I decided that I'm going to protect my energy more often. Now, that's a goal that I can't even measure, but it's something that I'm very intentional about. So this is my 2024. Just so I don't make this episode so long, it's already about 25 minutes. I want to thank you for coming on board, and please share your goals with me. I'm very open. Like I said, I want to assist my people to achieve their goals. So share your goals with me. Let's kill 2024, man. I know we say this every year, but there's something about this year that's just different. If you believe what I said, drop me a message. Thank you for coming aboard this flight. It's been a pleasure. Please like, share, subscribe, share with everybody. I love the reviews that have been coming up, and I've been sharing it on the podcast page as well. Do drop a comment, and I think I said review and rate the pod as well. And it's always a pleasure when I come here and speak to you. Thank you again. And I will catch you in the next flight. Peace to the Middle East and peace to the world.